Have you noticed how many people are going back to basics with self-hosted tools?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
a thing.
It's like a digital homesteading movement.
Yeah, yeah.
So today we're going to deep dive into one that that really caught my eye.
Okay.
It's called ListMonk.
Oh, yeah.
You might not have heard of it.
Okay.
But imagine having the power of, like, MailChimp.
Uh-huh.
But you're the one calling all the shots.
Yeah.
No more monthly fees.
Right.
No more wondering where your data lives.
Yeah.
Intrigued.
I like where this is going.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So what's really interesting about it to me is
okay.
It's not just for techie folks.
Right.
It's designed to manage, like, newsletters and mailing lists.
Yeah.
All from your own server.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, you don't need a computer science degree to set it up.
You really don't.
Well, I'll admit, when I first heard self-hosted,
yeah,
I thought, wait, I need a server for this.
Right.
But ListMonk makes it surprisingly approachable, even for someone like me,
mm-hmm.
who's more comfortable writing emails than code.
Sure, sure, sure.
So let's break it down.
Okay.
What exactly is ListMonk?
Mm.
And what can it do?
Well, think of ListMonk as your personal email command center.
Okay.
It handles everything.
Right.
From managing your subscribers and crafting, like, beautiful newsletters to sending out those crucial transactional emails.
Right.
Like password resets.
Gotcha.
You know, it's really like a one-stop shop for all your email communication needs.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what makes ListMonk different from, say,
okay.
just using a regular email provider?
Well, the biggest difference is that ListMonk is open source.
Okay.
You can download it,
uh-huh.
use it.
Yeah.
Even tinker with the code if you're so inclined.
Right.
All for free.
Nice.
No more hefty subscription fees.
Yeah.
Or handing over your data to a big corporation.
Right.
You have complete control.
That control over your data part is really appealing. But doesn't self-hosting mean
yeah.
I'm responsible for security and all that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be more risky
mm-hmm.
than relying on a big company?
That's a common concern.
Okay.
But with ListMonk, you actually have more control over security.
Okay.
You decide where your data lives,
right.
how it's backed up,
right.
and who has access to it.
Okay.
And because the code is open source, it's constantly being scrutinized by security experts around the world.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm trading convenience for more control and transparency.
That's a good way to put it.
Interesting trade-off.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal here.
Yeah.
But can ListMonk actually handle the volume?
Hmm.
If, let's say I wanted to send out a massive campaign to my entire audience.
Here's where it gets really cool.
Okay.
ListMonk is built for performance.
Okay.
They actually ran a test where they sent over 7 million emails using ListMonk.
Wow.
And guess what?
Yeah.
It used a tiny fraction of a single CPU core.
Really?
And barely any RAM.
Wait, 7 million emails on basically a shoestring budget?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's pretty impressive.
How do they pull that off?
It's all about efficient design.
Okay.
ListMonk uses something called multi-threaded.
Okay.
High-throughput email queues.
Oh, wow.
Imagine it like a super organized postal service.
Okay.
That makes sure your emails get delivered quickly and reliably, even during those peak sending times.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's fast and efficient.
Right.
But what about features?
Hmm.
Can ListMonk do all the fancy things
yeah.
that other email platforms offer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You've got dynamic email templates.
Okay.
Which means you can personalize your messages and get really creative with the content.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be a coding whiz to use them.
Right.
ListMonk supports everything from a visual WSIWYG editor to the Go templating language for the more code-savvy users, and even Markdown if you prefer a simpler approach.
So there's really an option for everyone, no matter their technical skills.
Exactly.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier that ListMonk can handle transactional emails, too.
Yeah.
Like order confirmations or password resets.
Right.
Does it treat those differently than regular newsletters?
It does.
Okay.
You can use predefined templates for common transactional emails.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to start from scratch each time.
That's great.
And here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
You can even use ListMonk to send other types of messages like SMS or WhatsApp notifications through something called webhooks.
Webhooks.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds a little techy.
Yeah.
Can you explain it in a way that even I can understand?
Imagine webhooks, like digital messengers that connect different apps together.
Okay.
So let's say someone signs up for your newsletter on your website.
Uh-huh.
A webhook can tell ListMonk to automatically send them a welcome email.
Oh.
maybe even a text message.
Okay.
If you set it up that way.
So it's like having these automated workflows happening behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's this flexibility that makes ListMonk much more than just an email tool.
Right.
It's a powerful communication platform that you can customize to fit your needs.
Okay. I'm starting to get why you're so excited about ListMonk.
Yeah.
But let's go back to this whole self-hosting thing.
Sure.
You mentioned setting it up on your own server. Can you walk us through how that actually works?
Of course.
Okay.
There are a couple of ways to install ListMonk.
Okay.
You can download a binary, which is basically a prepackaged version of the software that you run on your computer or server.
That sounds relatively straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other option?
The other option is Docker.
Okay.
If you're familiar with containerization,
yeah.
Think of Docker as like a pre-built Lego set for your software.
Yeah.
It has all the pieces ListMonk needs.
Right.
Organized perfectly so you don't have to figure it out from scratch.
So Docker makes it even easier to get things up and running.
It can.
Now, regardless of whether I choose the binary or Docker, what are the basic steps involved in setting up ListMonk?
You'll need to generate a configuration file.
Okay.
Set up a Postgres database.
Okay.
That's where all your subscriber data will live.
Gotcha.
And then you just run the application.
Postgres database.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something specific to ListMonk?
It's a popular open source database known for being reliable and fast.
Okay.
ListMonk uses it to efficiently manage all your data.
So it's not some proprietary system I need to learn.
Right.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So it's config file.
Yeah.
Database.
Yeah.
Run the app.
That's it.
Sounds doable even for someone who's not a server expert.
Exactly.
Okay. We've covered self-hosting and installation.
Mm-hmm.
And ListMonk sounds surprisingly approachable so far.
Yeah.
But once it's set up,
mm-hmm.
how do I actually connect it with other tools?
Okay.
Or customize things further?
That's where ListMonk's API comes in.
API.
Yeah.
Another acronym.
I know, right?
I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with technical terms today.
Don't worry. It's simpler than it sounds.
Okay.
The API is basically a way for different applications to talk to each other.
Yeah.
So let's say you have an existing CRM or subscriber database.
Yeah.
You can use the API to seamlessly sync that data with ListMonk.
That's incredibly useful.
Yeah.
So I don't have to manually import and export lists all the time.
Right.
What about if I want to manage media? Like images for my campaigns.
ListMonk has you covered there too.
Okay.
It allows you to connect to S3 compatible storage, like Amazon S3, or even self-hosted solutions like Minio.
So I have options for where I store those files.
You do.
Okay, we've talked about self-hosting, installation, powerful features, and even connecting it with other tools.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing we haven't discussed.
Okay.
That's increasingly important in today's world.
Yeah.
Privacy.
Yes, privacy.
Right? That's another area where ListMonk really shines.
Okay.
Because you're in control of your data.
Mm-hmm.
You get to decide how it's used and protected.
Yeah, right.
ListMonk puts privacy front and center.
So what kind of privacy features does ListMonk offer?
Well, for starters, your subscribers have the power to permanently block list themselves.
Okay.
If they no longer wish to receive emails.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a huge win for respecting people's preferences.
Yeah.
They can also export all of their data if they want to take it elsewhere.
Okay.
Or even completely erase their information from your ListMonk instance with a single click.
Wow. Giving users that level of control over their own data is pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
Okay. We've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our ListMonk deep dive, but I have a feeling there's much more to uncover.
We've only just begun.
Before we wrap up this section.
Okay.
What are some of the key takeaways you'd like our listeners to remember? What stands out to me is ListMonk's ability to empower you with control over your data and communication.
Uh-huh.
It's a robust platform
packed
with features that rival those expensive commercial solutions.
Right.
But with the added benefits of being free, open source, and incredibly respectful of your privacy.
That's a powerful combination.
It is.
And for anyone who's feeling frustrated with the limitations or cost of other email platforms, ListMonk offers a refreshing alternative.
It does.
It's like you're taking back your digital independence.
Yeah, I like that.
But before we get too carried away.
Okay.
We have a lot more to explore.
Yeah.
Join us for part two of our deep dive.
Sounds good.
Where we'll take a closer look at ListMonk's more advanced features and see how people are using it in the real world.
Okay, I'm excited.
See you soon.
All right.
Welcome back to our deep dive into ListMonk. Last time we explored its self-hosted nature, impressive performance, and how it gives you, the user, complete control over your data. We also touched on its wide range of features, mm-hmm. which really rival those pricey commercial email platforms.
For sure.
But there's so much more to discover.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more we can talk about.
So what are some of the more advanced features that really set it apart?
Let's talk about segmentation.
Okay.
You know how important it is to send the right message to the right people?
Right, right.
Well, ListMonk lets you store custom attributes for each subscriber.
Okay.
And that opens up a whole world of possibilities for targeted campaigns.
Okay, break that down for me.
Sure.
What kind of custom attributes are we talking about?
Think about information that's relevant to your audience.
Okay.
You could add fields for location, interests, past purchases, anything that helps you understand your subscribers better.
So instead of just having a name and email address, I can build a detailed profile for each person on my list.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But how do I actually use that information to send targeted emails?
ListMonk lets you create segments based on these attributes using something called SQL queries.
SQL?
Yeah.
Isn't that a database language?
It is.
I'm not a programmer.
I know it sounds intimidating.
Yeah, it does.
But ListMonk makes it pretty user-friendly.
Okay.
Think of it like filtering your inbox.
Right.
You can use simple logic to create segments based on specific criteria.
Okay.
For example, you could target everyone who signed up for your newsletter in the last month. And D, who lives in a certain city.
So I can really fine-tune my campaigns and make sure my messages are relevant to each segment.
Yes.
That's powerful.
It is.
Now, speaking of targeted messages.
Okay.
Let's talk about those transactional emails we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
The welcome messages.
Uh-huh.
Order confirmation.
Right.
Password resets.
Yeah.
How does ListMonk handle those?
ListMonk makes it super easy to send those important one-on-one messages.
Okay.
It provides pre-built templates for common transactional emails. So you don't have to start from scratch.
So it's like having a set of professionally designed email templates ready to go.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
And you can customize them to match your brand and tone of voice.
And you mentioned earlier that I can even use ListMonk to send other types of messages like SMS notifications.
Yeah.
Using those webhook things.
Right.
Okay.
Webhooks allow ListMonk to talk to other applications.
Right.
Let's say you have an online store and someone completes a purchase.
Okay.
A webhook can notify ListMonk to automatically send an order confirmation email.
Gotcha.
You could even set it up to send a follow-up text message a few days later with a discount code for their next purchase.
Wow, that's a great example.
Yeah.
So webhooks essentially automate my communication workflow.
Exactly.
But what about speed and reliability?
Hmm.
If I'm relying on ListMonk for these time-sensitive transactional messages, I need to know it can handle the pressure.
Don't worry, ListMonk is built for speed and reliability. Remember those multi-threaded email queues we talked about?
Right.
They ensure that all your emails, whether it's a mass campaign or a single transactional message, get sent quickly and efficiently.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
So I can trust ListMonk to deliver those critical messages without any hiccups.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've covered segmentation.
Yeah.
Dynamic templates.
Uh-huh.
Transactional emails. Webhooks.
Mm-hmm.
ListMonk sounds incredibly powerful.
It is a powerful platform.
But I have a feeling we're still just scratching the surface.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
What else makes ListMonk stand out from the crowd?
One thing that often gets overlooked is its commitment to simplicity and ease of use.
Mm.
Despite all these advanced features,
uh-huh.
ListMonk's interface is remarkably clean and intuitive.
You know, I was a bit intimidated by the idea of self-hosting at first.
Yeah.
But the way you're describing ListMonk doesn't sound that complicated.
Well, that's because the developers have really focused on making it accessible to users of all technical levels.
Okay.
You don't need to be a coding expert to navigate ListMonk and get things set up.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
So for someone who's intrigued by ListMonk, but maybe still hesitant about diving in.
Right.
What would you say is the most compelling reason to give it a try?
The most compelling reason?
Yeah.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
With ListMonk, you're not just sending emails.
Yeah.
You're taking ownership of your data,
yeah.
your communication, your online destiny.
Interesting.
It's about breaking free from the limitations of closed platforms and embracing a more open, transparent, and user-centric approach to email marketing.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
It's not just about the features. It's about a whole new way of thinking about how we interact with technology.
Exactly.
And as we move into the final part of our deep dive, we'll explore some real-world examples of how ListMonk is empowering individuals and businesses to reclaim control of their online communication.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds like we have a lot more to uncover.
For sure.
Stick with us as we dive even deeper into the practical applications of ListMonk and see how it's changing the game for email marketing.
Okay.
See. Welcome back to the final part of our ListMonk deep dive.
Yeah.
So far, we've explored its self-hosted nature,
right?
Impressive performance,
mm-hmm.
and commitment to user privacy.
Yeah.
All while giving you remarkable control over your data and communications.
It's a lot to pack into one.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And we dove into some of its more advanced features,
uh-huh.
from segmentation and dynamic templates
yep.
to transactional emails and the power webhooks.
Lots to talk about.
But now let's shift gears and get practical.
Okay.
How are people actually using ListMonk in the real world?
Mm.
It's all well and good to talk about features, but I'm curious to see how ListMonk is being put to work out there.
Yeah.
Who's using it
mm-hmm.
and what are they doing with it?
One of the great things about ListMonk is its versatility.
Okay.
You'll find individuals, businesses, educators,
yeah.
even community organizations using it in creative ways.
Interesting.
So let's start with bloggers and content creators.
Okay.
They're using ListMonk to grow their email lists,
mm-hmm.
share updates and exclusive content.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And even manage subscriptions for premium offerings.
Building a strong email list is essential for anyone creating content online.
It really is.
What about other folks in the creative space?
Well, musicians and artists.
Okay.
They're using ListMonk to connect with their fans directly.
Okay.
They can announce upcoming shows,
right.
share new releases.
Uh-huh.
and send personalized messages to different segments of their audience.
Okay.
Like those who prefer listening to a specific genre.
Yeah.
Or attending concerts in a particular city.
So from keeping fans informed to promoting their work,
uh-huh.
ListMonk can be a real game changer for independent artists.
It really can.
What about the business world?
Mm-hmm.
How are companies using ListMonk?
E-commerce companies, for example.
Oh.
They're finding clever ways to integrate ListMonk.
Right.
They're sending targeted product recommendations,
uh-huh.
recovering abandoned carts,
oh, yep.
and personalizing their customer communications.
Got it.
Making it feel less like mass marketing
right.
and more like a conversation.
It sounds like ListMonk can level the playing field.
Yeah.
Giving smaller businesses tools that were once only accessible to bigger companies with hefty marketing budgets.
That's a great point.
We've talked a lot about marketing.
We have.
But I'm also interested in those other uses you mentioned.
Okay.
Like educators
yeah.
and community organizations.
Right.
How are they utilizing ListMonk?
Schools and universities are using it to send announcements to students and faculty.
Okay.
Manage event registrations.
Uh-huh.
Even deliver course materials.
Wow.
All while maintaining student privacy.
That's great.
And community groups are using ListMonk to coordinate volunteers.
Okay.
Share event updates.
Mm-hmm.
And keep their members informed about important issues.
Right.
Strengthening their community bonds.
It's amazing to see how ListMonk can be adapted to such diverse needs.
It is.
From marketing to education to community building.
It really is.
But beyond these specific use cases,
okay.
what does the rise of self-hosted tools like ListMonk tell us about the future of online communication?
It's a clear sign that people are craving more control over their data and online experiences.
Hmm. That's a good point.
They're tired of being locked into closed platforms
right.
with limited options and questionable data practices.
Yeah.
They want transparency, they want ownership,
yeah.
and they want choices.
So it's a shift towards a more user-centric internet.
I think so.
Where individuals and organizations have the power to shape their own digital destinies. It's inspiring to see this movement gaining momentum.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like ListMonk is at the forefront, proving that you can have a powerful, feature-rich email platform.
Yeah.
Without sacrificing privacy or control.
For sure.
It's a testament to the power of open source software.
Yeah.
And the ingenuity of developers who believe in building tools that empower users.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, we've reached the end of our ListMonk deep dive.
This is it.
We've explored its features.
Yep.
Its real-world applications.
Mm-hmm.
And even its potential to reshape the way we think about online communication.
It's a lot.
But the conversation doesn't end here.
Sure.
This is just the beginning of your journey into the world of self-hosted tools and data ownership.
It is.
There's so much to explore, so many possibilities to uncover.
Lots to see out there.
As you venture further into this exciting landscape,
mm-hmm.
we leave you with this question to ponder.
Okay.
How might this shift towards data ownership and user empowerment reshape the digital landscape in the years to come?
That is the question.
It's a question worth reflecting on.
For sure.
Keep exploring.
Mm-hmm.
Keep learning.
Yeah.
And keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the digital world.
I like it.
And remember, the power to shape your online experience is in your hands.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.